Hey everyone, it's Richie Burke, joined by Eric Bjorling, and welcome back to the Better with Bikes podcast bonus edition with Yolanda Neff, where we took her through a lightning round and got to know her better and also got some great insights on peak performance regarding athletics and really all areas of life. So big thank you to Yolanda again for coming on the Better with Bikes podcast, and thank you for tuning in today. Let's dive in. What is your dream job after cycling?
You know, this is the million-dollar question I ask myself at the moment, and I really haven't found the answer yet. It's so many people ask me that as well. What are you going to do after cycling? And honestly, I don't know the answer. And I personally think it's a good thing that I don't know the answer, because that means I still love cycling and I still have a lot of passion for riding my bike. And once this passion is gone, I think the answer will come naturally.
You spun that into a very good answer.
Yeah. Actress. Yes. Possible
actress. Yeah, actress. Actress. Next time, I'll tell you. Actress. That's my next job.
Is there a current TV show you're binging right now?
I've never in my life watched a TV show. It sounds a bit crazy, maybe, but I don't
Not on Netflix, Hulu, nothing.
I don't have a Netflix account. I don't have a TV. I never watch TV. I think
maybe that's why you're a gold medalist and most people aren't.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not good at watching TV. Even if friends try to watch TV with me, it's really hard to keep me on that sofa.
I was going to ask for your favorite musical artist. Do you listen to music?
I do listen to music. To be fair, I don't have a Spotify account, or I don't have any account. I listen music on the radio when I'm driving. But I do listen to music. My favorite artist, you know, I was always a huge fan of Rihanna, but I don't know if that is still up to date.
What's your favorite kind of riding? I know you have like 7 answers to choose from.
Right, here I finally have an answer. I can't help you with TV shows, but I can help you with riding. I love everything. I love the choice as well. I love to have different bikes. I love a good cross-country ride in the hills around my house. I love a good road ride on some long, good mountains. I love a flat road ride. I love to ride enduro bikes. I love to ride e-bikes as well. It's a lot of fun. I love to ride cyclocross bikes. I love to ride downhill bikes. I sometimes even ride a time trial bikes. I've done that in the past just to try it out. Which other bike? Sometimes I ride a dirt jump bike, just a little bike a pump track. I think I ride every bike that exists just to try it out and give it a go. And I think everyone should do that. It's a lot of fun. And
I agree.
Great. That was a great answer. You are about 0-for-4 in the lightning round so far. We asked for your favorite kind of riding, and you just went on a 1-minute rant about how great all kinds of riding are. But we'll accept that. I do like that answer. What was one thing that surprised you most about the Olympics?
Well, if I had one thing to remember from the Olympic Games, I think Japan as a country, it's an amazing country. The people are incredible. They are so friendly. They are so caring. We had on the way from our hotel up to the eating hall, that was like a 1-kilometer road, there was little paintings of kids from the school wishing everyone good luck, like good luck and paintings. And it was like so carefully arranged along the road, like tiny little papers, and everything they do it with so much love and so much care. And they are, the most amazing people. And the landscape is amazing. The architecture is incredible. Like, it's such a stunning country. If you ever get the chance to go to Japan, do it.
How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
My perfect night is 10 hours of sleep. And I can easily sleep 10 hours. I can also sleep 12 hours and sometimes 14 hours. But to be honest, I do not get my 10 hours every single night. I'm still fighting for that. But my perfect night is 10 hours of sleep.
Any caffeine, coffee, energy drink?
I'm a total coffee addict, and it's a bit I have been telling myself that I should slow down on my coffee consumption, but I drink about 5 coffees a day. Sometimes I can scale it down to 3, but I love coffee. I love the taste of it. I love, in Switzerland we have a yogurt that is called mocha yogurt, so it's like a coffee yogurt. It's like by far my favorite yogurt, and I love coffee. I love the taste of it. So caffeine, yes, a lot.
Okay, so is the key to elite athletic performance 12 hours of sleep and then 5 coffees the other 12 hours you're awake?
Yeah, right. Both it's sides really of it.
I mean, wow. Okay, I was always wondering how you had so much energy. Now I think I'm figuring it out.
The strategy, maybe that's it. If you sleep that much and then you already have so much energy and then 5 coffees, it's maybe how you get to that level.
This is a very educational podcast.
We're developing a program
I'm
for every
getting
listener.
A lot out of this. We talked to the chef before this and I thought I was getting some good nutrition information from him, but you've just taken it to a whole nother level.
That chef is a good advice though. I've been making his cookies. He gave us the recipe for those oatmeal cookies, and I've been making those. He's a good chef.
Hey everyone, it's Richie Burke, and I wanted to let you know to celebrate the relaunch of the Better With Bikes podcast, we are currently giving away a Trek Verve hybrid bicycle. We're also giving away 3 WaveCell helmets and 3 Trek Circuit jerseys. You can simply enter to win in the show notes. There's a link there, so if you're listening to this on Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening to, just go to the show notes, click the link, and it's really easy to enter to win. Thanks again for tuning in to the Better With Bikes podcast. Let's get back to the show. Okay, so what's your favorite snack?
Swiss chocolate. And please tell Tim Swiss chocolate is definitely the one to go by. we're having
Belgium.
An ongoing discussion if it's Belgium chocolate or Swiss chocolate.
Swiss chocolate is very good. I'll give you that. Favorite meal?
Honestly, I eat everything. There's not a single food group or anything that I don't eat. And I love to try new things. And I love to go to new places, go to new countries, try their food. And I'm already very excited for Brazil, where we're going to in a couple of weeks for the first World Cup. Can't wait to see what we can find there for food. I think they have good coconuts that you can drink out from. So I'm excited for that. And I don't really have one favorite food. I love to try any type of food and having a good meal with good people.
Okay. What's your favorite win that you've ever had other than the Olympic gold medal and the Tennessee Downhill Open? Is there a favorite win that sticks out?
Other than those two, that's really hard.
Yes.
Because those are my two favorite ones, Well, I want to say my first World Cup win in South Africa in 2014. That was one that I will always remember. It was... I was 21 years old and it was, so cool and so exciting. And also I shared the podium with Gunri Tadali and Maja Wojtowska, and they are like 10 years and 20 years older than me. So I was 21. I won the World Cup. Gunrita was 41, Maja 31. And, it just showed me as well, man, you can be 41 and still on a World Cup podium. That's pretty amazing. I think I know what I'm doing the next 20 years. I have to say, Gunrita is absolutely outstanding and amazing. And she has worked so hard for her career. And I don't know if I can have a career even close to what she has done. But, the fact that somebody could do it is pretty amazing.
You just keep sleeping, eating chocolate, and drinking coffee,
yes,
and I think you've got another good decade in you. What's your favorite place to ride globally?
Globally, you know, every time I come back home, I just love to ride at home. I love to ride my home trails, and it's so it's just like the most peaceful thing to me. And yeah, at the same time, it's maybe a bit the same as with food. I love to discover new places to ride my bike in new places. And, you know, the dirt is different everywhere. The trails have a different style. And I loved riding in Mont-Saint-Anne, for example, in Canada. Those are some amazing trails around. And I love to ride in Australia. I loved riding in South Africa. I'm very grateful that I got to travel the world and go to so many amazing places. And the French Alps are something that I love to ride as well. And yeah, and also, for example, in Czech Republic and in Poland, there is like a trail network. It's an incredible trail network. And I think no matter where in the world you go, this is one of the amazing things about bikes. You can ride your bike everywhere and you can find amazing new places to ride everywhere on the world.
What's an event that you want to win that you have not won yet?
It's not something that I have not won yet, but I absolutely want to win World Cups again, and I also want to win World Championships again. That's a big goal for me for this year. It's two of my big goals. I'm really looking forward to this season and, you know, yeah, getting back to racing, getting back to the World Cups and World Championships. Those are some big goals for me this year.
Love it. And then final question, where do you keep the gold medal?
You really want to know? I'm not sure you want to know. So it's hanging in my closet, above my clothes. You know, those like that thing that goes across where you usually put your hangers on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just took that whole thing out and put my medal up there on there. So it's like hanging as if it was like a piece of clothing in my wardrobe, and it's behind awesome. Closed doors. It's not something I can see. But you know, when I put my laundry away and I open the wardrobe and put my laundry in, it's always like a nice surprise. Like, haven't seen this medal in a long time. It's still here. That's okay.
Yeah. What more could you want?
Nothing else. I learned a lot of secrets to life.
You learned a lot of secrets about sleep and coffee.
Exactly. I'm canceling sleep, Netflix. Coffee, I'm changing. Netflix. I'm changing my night schedule, canceling Netflix, buying a mountain of chocolate and coffee. And
don't forget about buying a mountain bike, too.
Oh, I got one of those, but I could use
You got
more.
One of those. Okay. Maybe another one. Can never have enough bikes.
A big thank you to Yolanda Neff for coming on this episode of the Better With Bikes podcast. That was very enlightening. Good for her for not watching TV. Who knew the key to elite athletic performance is 10 to 12 hours of sleep, 5 coffees, and a bunch of chocolate? But she is clearly doing something right with her track record. And who keeps their Olympic gold medal in the back of their closet? I would probably have that right when someone walked through the door, at least on the wall. But very humble move by Yolanda. Anyway, it was great having her on. That was a lot of fun. Please share this episode with your friends and write a review if you have not already. We would love to hear from you. And just a reminder, this episode is powered by Trek Bicycle. And until next time, ride bikes, have fun, feel good.